tequila foam and ball gags, or in which Wei Ying has a very normal one. Written by Porcupine Girl. Read by Nonplussed. Fandom, The Untamed. Pairing, Lan Wangji, Wei Wuxian. Wei Ying is a software developer working at a startup that's looking to disrupt the hookup app industry. When he'd explained this to Lan Zhan, back when they were just roommates and best friends and he had just come back from the job interview, Lan Zhan had blinked at him 3 times. "Hey, don't give me that," Wei Ying had said, throwing a chicken nugget at him that Lan Zhan caught without looking. "Hookup apps have been around for well over a decade. They can totally be disrupted." Lan Zhan had just stared at him, then threw the chicken nugget back at him, smacking him square in the face, only because he hadn't been expecting it. Anyhow, that was 6 months ago. The app, Come Closer, is in the last stages of beta testing now, and Wei Ying has been working late chasing down bugs. Lan Zhan has been incredibly wonderful and understanding, even more so because they finally admitted their feelings for each other a month ago, so it's been a terrible time for Wei Ying to be staying at the office past Lan Zhan's bedtime. On the upside, it's the perfect time to finally have a boyfriend because he's got a built-in beta tester. Lan Zhan is not terribly impressed with the app for their purposes because the DM function only keeps every message for a minute, a la Snapchat. But Gamely uses it when Wei Ying asks him to, including occasionally using it at random because Wei Ying asked him to do so. Whatever Lan Zhan says, Wei Ying does not hate that his boyfriend has a way to sext him while he's at work that will only be incriminating for 1 minute. He does not hate it right up until he deeply, deeply regrets it. They haven't told anyone they're dating yet. With Wei Ying's schedule, they get so little time to themselves as it is. They don't need their friends fawning over them and or sticking their noses in and or making fun of them for taking 7 years to get their heads out of their asses. Once the app launches, they'll tell everyone and then probably get married or something. He hasn't actually brought up marriage yet, but he's pretty sure Lan Zhan will be into the idea. But that means that when the Jiang Foundation's annual fundraising bash happens only a month into their relationship, they don't get to go as each other's dates. Which is fine, not a huge deal. There will be lots of other opportunities. The bash has evolved over the years, as the Jiang siblings have grown up. When they were children, it was a stuffy affair suited to their parents' taste. By the time Wei Ying and Jiang Cheng were in college, Jin Tuxuan had married into the family and taken over fundraising at the foundation, and wanted to appeal to a younger audience. Jiang Fengmian and Madame Yu had balked, since the money was clearly in people their own age. But Jin Tuxuan pointed out that if their centerpiece event catered mainly to young adults like the four of them, in other words, young adults with very, very rich parents, they could get the same money but also create a new generation of loyal donors. So now, instead of a sit-down banquet with a silent auction, there's a fashion show featuring up-and-coming indie designers during dinner, which has trended more and more toward the molecular gastronomy end of things every year. And afterwards, instead of ballroom dancing to strings, the space is basically converted into a nightclub. It sucks that Wei Ying has to spend dinner sitting across the table from his boyfriend, but at least all their closest friends are at their table, minus Jiang Yanli, who is at the table with her husband, their parents, and some of their parents' friends. But Wei Ying has Nie Huaisang on one side and Wen Ying on the other, with Jiang Cheng, Nie Mingjue, Wen Qing, Mian Mian, and Lan Huan rounding out the table. It's a good crowd, and with both Wei Ying and his brother there, Lan Zhan isn't even as annoyed at having to be social as he normally would be. It's a blast, as hanging out with these people always is. At any given time, at least two of them are oohing and aahing over the clothes coming down the runway. Two of them are making fun of it. Two of them are exclaiming over the food. And two of them are making fun of that. Lan Zhan is never any of these people, but nobody expects him to be. Wei-ying can see him eyeing the runway occasionally. In fact, Lan Zhan's eyes are very clearly focused in that direction when Wei-ying's phone vibrates, so he doesn't think twice about checking it. He's surprised when it's not a text message, but a message in Come Closer. From Bi Chen.
I am going to buy that lace mini dress, and you are going to wear it with your hands bound above your head while I fuck you until you can't walk the next day.
Wei-ying drops his phone. When Nia Huaisang bends down to grab it for him, he has to work hard not to snatch it away suspiciously quickly. Lan Zhan, as far as he can tell, has not moved, not even glanced away from the stage. Wei-ying swallows, kicks Lan Zhan a little under the table, and messages him back. From Up for Sui Dian.
I'll hold you to that.
He can barely manage those five words without looking down at his phone. He has no idea how Lan Zhan managed an entire extremely dirty sentence. When Wei-ying had set up his account, Lan Zhan had told him to just call it test user or something boring like that, but Wei-ying had been adamant that he wasn't going to sext with test user. When he finally chose the username Bi Chen and Wei-ying had asked him why, he had only said, "It's ironic." A half hour later, Wei-ying had burst out laughing when he realized that Lan Zhan had chosen a name that basically implied that he was unsullied by his boyfriend's nasty, dirty sexting app. Apparently, Lan Zhan has now been plenty sullied. Wei-ying has just gone back to giggling with Wenying as they throw blueberry basil caviar at each other when his phone vibrates again. He waits until Wenying's attention is pulled elsewhere to look this time. Their previous messages are already gone. From Bi Chen.
You will hold me to nothing. I will do it because I want to do it. If I decide I no longer feel like doing it, I will not. Even if I've already got you tied down and spread open, I'll just leave you there, hard and humiliated.
Wei-ying glances up and is shocked to find Lan Zhan sedately conversing with Nie Mingjue next to him. Wei-ying is still staring at him when the phone vibrates again. Lan Zhan's eyes have not left Nie Mingjue's face, and as far as Wei-ying can tell, he has not let his side of the conversation slip. From Bi Chen.
Or maybe I'll just make you wear the dress all evening, wondering when I'll tear it off you. If I'll tear it off you.
From Bi Chen.
You'll need matching underwear to keep your dick under control so it doesn't mess up the lines of the dress. Something nice and tight so even when you're painfully hard from waiting, it won't get in the way.
Wei-ying grits his teeth and goes back to eating. When his phone vibrates again, he doesn't look. It vibrates again, and Lan Zhan is taking a drink of his water and looking bored. Wei-ying tries to listen to a story Nie Huaisang is telling when it vibrates again. This time, Lan Zhan is spearing a bite to eat with his fork. Only the fact that his other hand is in his lap keeps Wei-ying from thinking his boyfriend's Come Closer account has been hacked by some evil and very horny hacker. When Nie Huaisang finishes the story and Wei-ying finishes laughing at it, he finally risks another peek at the app. From Bi Chen.
That model looks a bit like you, but his ass isn't as nice. I would not put my tongue in his ass.
From Bi Chen.
I am going to put my tongue in your ass as soon as we get home from this event.
From Bi Chen.
Maybe before, actually. Our friends always get drunk at this. They won't notice if I fuck you in the bathroom as long as I wait until a good half an hour after dinner.
Wei-ying can't hold himself back. From Up for Sui Dian.
Lan Zhan, I cannot believe you used a semicolon while sexting me under the goddamn table.
From Up for Sui Dian.
Who even are you? What are you?
He stares at Lan Zhan as Lan Zhan takes another sip of his water, listens, bored, to something Wen Qing is saying to her brother, then, finally, glances down at his lap. He sighs, then looks up at Wei Ying. He still looks bored, but also disappointed, and Wei Ying feels like he is going crazy when 30 seconds later, Lan Zhan has not broken eye contact or allowed a single muscle in his face to twitch. Yet, Wei Ying's phone is vibrating again. From Bi Chen.
If you want to get rimmed before I fuck you in the bathroom, please refrain from using caps lock.
Wei Ying sputters, and Niao Huaisang finally notices.
You okay?
Wei Ying doesn't realize how wild-eyed he must be until Niao Huaisang flinches a little when he looks up.
Oh yeah, sorry. Work emails. I told them I couldn't work late today, but you know how it is. Oh honey, tell them to fuck off and have another shot of tequila foam.
Niao Huaisang motions to the waiter who has the tequila foam. Did Wei Ying already have one tequila foam? He's not even sure. He doesn't think so. He's not drunk yet, he knows that much. But how much alcohol can there really be in tequila foam?
What the fuck is tequila foam?
He asks, peering into the shot glass that materializes in his hand.
I have no idea, but the shot glasses are edible.
Niao Huaisang says, biting into his shot glass with a crunch.
They're lime and salt flavored. Whatever,
Wei Ying says, and shoves the whole thing in his mouth. It's weird, but not disgusting. He sees Lan Zhan staring at him, and opens his mouth like he's a third grader who just asked their friend if they wanted seafood.
What the fuck is your problem, Wei Ying?
Jiang Cheng yells from his spot on the other side of Nie Mingjue, and Wei Ying just shows him his mouthful of tequila foam, too.
I'm pretty sure my problem is tequila foam,
he says around it. Lan Zhan's expression has not changed. Wei Ying's phone vibrates. Wei Ying grabs his wine glass, which has normal wine in it, not like wine mousse or some shit, and washes down the tequila foam. His phone vibrates again.
Lan Zhan!
Niao Huaisang whines, and Wei Ying checks. Nope. Lan Zhan's face has done nothing new.
How can you be bored when there's tequila foam and beautiful men in beautiful dresses?
Didi, the tequila foam is disgusting,
Nie Mingjue says.
Even if the Lans drank, which they don't.
That's not that bad, Wei Ying says.
You gotta eat the shot glass with it. The shot glass is edible?
Nie Mingjue suddenly looks intrigued.
I have been watching the fashion show,
Lan Zhan says to Niao Huaisang. Wei Ying's phone vibrates in the middle of Lan Zhan's fucking sentence.
I do enjoy beautiful men in dresses. You are right about that.
When nobody is looking, Lan Zhan has even gone back to watching the fashion show, Wei Ying sneaks a look at his phone. From Bi Chen.
Good idea. Maybe I'll fuck your mouth instead.
From Bi Chen.
I've noticed you enjoy choking yourself on my cock. I'll shove it in the back of your throat and keep it there until your face is red and your eyes are watering.
From Bi Chen.
Which do you think these people are less likely to notice once they're drunk? Your voice being hoarse from getting your throat fucked, or you walking carefully because I've just pounded your ass?
Wei Ying has to clench his jaw again, because he's pretty sure that he has not ever once heard Lan Zhan say something like, pounded your ass, ever, even while pounding Wei Ying's ass. He shoves a mouthful of something involving olives, something vaguely olive-flavored at least, into his mouth, and looks at the stage as he carefully types out a reply under the table. From At For Sui Bian.
I don't know, they don't notice much, I think.
He sighs in relief when Lan Zhan doesn't reply immediately. The waiters are starting to bring around a variety of dessert-ish things. And Wei Ying works very hard not to think about the fact that dinner will be wrapping up fairly soon, and all his friends are all half-drunk, and they'll be getting way more drunk very quickly once the cash bar with normal alcohol opens. And once they're all drunk, Lan Zhan is probably going to drag him to the bathroom and do things to him. He doesn't even know which things Lan Zhan will do, but if he lets himself think about it for more than about 5 seconds, he starts getting hard, so he doesn't. Soon, the table is covered in plates full of strange delights. They all start trying things and informing the others of what each dish is. There are a few different types of pasta made from fruit, slightly bouncy bowls that appear to be made of some sort of egg custard with various spices, and oddly shaped brown items that Wen Ying, after biting into one, declares to be
gushers, but made with like real maple syrup, I think.
They are also fairly normal-looking mochi, but to Wei Ying's delight, the flavors include cayenne. Between dessert appearing and the fashion show wrapping up, everyone is distracted. So when Wei Ying's phone starts buzzing, Lan Zhan is eating some kiwi pizza, but again, one hand is in his lap. He doesn't wait to check it. From Bi Chen.
I'm going to pocket one of these cayenne mochi and put it in my mouth before I blow you.
Wei Ying isn't sure if that sounds like a good idea or not. Maybe not. Yeah, he's leaning not. Probably. He waits for Lan Zhan to look at him. Then, without breaking eye contact, grabs the remaining cayenne ones and starts shoving them in his mouth. His phone vibrates again, Lan Zhan's eyes not leaving his face. From Bi Chen.
Have some self-respect, Wei Ying. You can say no. If you must be a brat about it, you will pay.
From Bi Chen.
Perhaps I will come on your face and we will find out if everyone is too drunk to notice. I will, of course, wait until your parents have left for the night. Do you think your brother would notice, though?
Wei Ying chokes on his mochi. Alarmed, Wen Ying pats his back and gives him his water. Dessert is winding down when Wei Ying's phone vibrates again. There's no text, just a screenshot showing that Lan Zhan has already ordered the lace mini dress. Wei Ying breathes a sigh of relief. That's not so bad. Then another screenshot comes in showing that Lan Zhan has also just ordered a fucking ball gag. Wei Ying has his limits. He has done such a good job of not reacting. Okay, maybe not that great a job, but good enough that he only got asked about his phone once, and he managed to play that off, right? But he is a weak man who can only take so much, so the universe will have to forgive him when he just sits there and gapes at the ball gag for a minute. Long enough that the screenshot disappears from the app.
What is it, Wei Xiong?
Nie Huaisang asks.
Is everything okay?
Wei Ying blinks, and his eyes dart up to his friend just as his phone vibrates again. Unfortunately, by then Nie Huaisang has leaned over to look at it, so he totally sees when the next message pops up. From Bi Chen.
I can't shove my cock down your throat while you're gagged, of course. But then you can't complain if I fuck you too hard either.
Nie Huaisang's eyes light up, delighted. Oh no, Wei Ying says quietly. He glances at Lan Zhan, who appears to any outside observer to be listening to something Mian Mian is saying down at the end of the table, still bored out of his fucking mind.
Work emails, eh?
Nie Huaisang crows, and before Wei Ying can stop him, he's pried the phone out of his hand.
It is,
Wei Ying says weakly.
Work. That's the new app. It's in beta. I'm, you know, testing it. I can't control what other guys are sending me.
His phone has already vibrated again by the time he finishes, even though Lan Zhan obviously can see that it is now in Nie Huaisang's hands. What kind of demon is Wei Ying dating? Nia Huaisang makes a noise and fans himself. Wei Ying stretches his neck around to see how bad the damage is. From Bichen.
Afterward, I'll lick my cum out of you and then untie your hands and leave you there so you can jerk yourself off.
Wei Xiong, holy shit! Does this app come with guys like this or do I need a subscription? Because I will hand over my credit card info right this second. How do I get in on this beta? Actually, how did you get men like this on the beta and yet I haven't been invited? Is this someone you've actually hooked up with before, or is this all foreplay?
Wei Ying opens and closes his mouth a few times, feeling like the entire world has gone crazy. He looks around wildly to make sure nobody else has noticed what Nia Huaisang is going on about. But the only person looking at Nia Huaisang is, of course, Lan Zhan, who, of course, looks completely passive and bored. Of course. Wei Ying's phone vibrates again.
Oh, that first message has disappeared already,
Nia Huaisang exclaims.
Discreet, I like it.
Wei Ying finally fucking gets it together enough to snatch his phone back. From Bichen.
Or maybe I'll leave you tied up on your stomach so all you can do is hump the bed to achieve satisfaction.
Okay, that's enough of that,
he says, and shoves the phone in his pocket. And then fucking prays it doesn't vibrate while it's there, because he's way too turned on to deal with that shit. In fact, he pulls it out of his pants pocket and shoves it in the pocket of his suit jacket, which is on the back of his chair. People are starting to push back from the table, but Lan Zhan startles everyone by suddenly standing.
I am not feeling well,
he announces, not looking at Wei Ying.
I think I should go home early.
Everyone gives various dismayed exclamations at this. Wei Ying takes two breaths to make sure that he won't be sporting a semi or anything when he stands up, and then does so.
Oh no,
he says, doing what he thinks is a damn good job of sounding like a worried friend. He starts putting a jacket on, moving around a table towards his boyfriend.
Lan Zhan, let's get you home and get you to bed. Jiang Chen, tell Shi Jie and everyone goodbye for me, okay?
They're halfway to the car before Jiang Chen can even yell at him. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this podfic, comments and kudos would be greatly appreciated. You can also click through from AO3 to the original fic and leave comments and kudos for the original writer.